Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm joined by the king of estate and letting agency compliance, Mr. Paul Offley. Thanks for joining me today, Paul.
Pleasure.
You are the boss man of the Guild of Property Professionals when it comes to compliance. You look after the compliance of 800 estate agents and letting agents around the UK. The question I want to ask you, Paul, is ROPA, the regulation of the estate agency and letting agency industries, on the horizon. The question is that there's an awful lot of people in their 50s and 60s, long established estate agents, who are saying, why the hell do I have to take an exam on how to be an estate or letting agent? Why can't I just be grandfathered in? So the question is, why can't estate agents be grandfathered in and ignore ROPA? Talk to me.
So I think my challenge back on that would be that, as it yet, who says they can't be grandfathered in? Because at the moment, all we have is, and this is one of the things that frustrates me sometimes, you get all people saying that it's due to ROPA. At the moment, all ROPA is a 53 recommendation working party group, which has been with government since July 2019. And that's it. And that is what ROPA is at this stage. So Lord Best produced his report, submitted it to government July 2019, and that is where it currently sits. Nothing has happened with it since then. So we know from the talks with the ministry that it's in a pile. It's not at the bottom of the pile. And the last time I spoke to them, it wasn't at the top of the pile either. But because of all the various things that we've gone through over the last couple of years, it hasn't been at the top of that list. But that is what we have. So there's certainly nobody has said, as far as I can see, that you can't grandfather across. And I think what we've got to look at is a number of stages that we've got to go through before ROPA becomes a reality. And government have got to approve it. You know, it will mean a change of legislation, so it's got to go through the parliamentary calendar. We've got to find a regulator. The regulator's got to be appointed. And then they've got to look at all those 53 recommendations from Lord Best and decide which ones are going to be taken forward and when. So it isn't just about a mandatory qualification. That is just one of the recommendations. There's an awful lot more in there, which is all designed to make it fairer and more transparent for the consumer. But it's also about making sure that estate agents and letting agents have one platform to follow in order to offer the right level of service to consumers.
You've got your finger on the pulse. When do you have we got an idea roughly when, or when you personally think it might be? Obviously, and I said, the government has said it's not near the top. What's your personal opinion of when it'll all kick in?
I would have thought, again, this year, we should see that move closer to the top. And there's a lot in the government pipeline, and we know there's the Renters Reform Bill and other things that are going on. But I would have hoped that this year, at some point, we will at least get that further to the top so the ministry can decide what's going to happen with it. If you were going to ask me how long do I think it's be before we get mandatory qualifications in, I think you're looking 2, 3, 4 years. And I think once we get an understanding of what that is, we'll understand whether there's any grandfathering likely.
What's your personal, do you think people should be grandfathered in?
I think they should take into account the experience and the knowledge that they currently have, yes. And there may be a slight top up. So there'll be a little bridge to cross between what they know now and what they need to know to meet the new regulations. But I think certainly that should certainly be taken into account.
I mean, it shocks me that I'm on some of the Facebook groups and there are questions being asked of people who've been in the industry 20, 30 years that you think, my God, you should know that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking page one stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And I think sometimes
that would frighten me if they were grandfathered across.
And again, I think they would need to demonstrate a certain level of knowledge to do that. And I don't think this is about sort of just opening it up. So just because you've been in the business for X amount of years, you can automatically come across. I think you need to be able to demonstrate that. But I also think as well, even when you've got it, for the first time, we'll have CPD, you know, across. I know Property Mark and RICS have CPD, but this will be the first time that every single agent has to do some level of CPD.
And they're saying that all staff members need to be level 3,
yes,
and all bosses need to be level 4. Do you think that's the right level for? I know this is not mandatory and this is just Lord Best recommendations. What is your personal opinion?
No, I think that's the right level. I think it's important that people have. Remember, when you're talking to consumers, you're advising them on the most important transaction that they're probably going to go through. It's right that they feel confident that the person they're talking to has a degree of understanding of that transaction.
Some people have said that it's all very good having legislation, but if there's no teeth or anyone to back it up, I mean, what's your opinion on that?
I agree totally with that. We can have as much legislation as we like, but if there's no one out there to enforce it, then that is where the real issues come in. I mean, I get lots of reports that an agent's not doing this or somebody in my town's not doing that. Nobody wants to know anything about it because trading standards have so much on their plate that estate agency is just one of the topics they need to look after. And they can't do everything.
So do you think another authority needs to police this?
And I think that will be down to the regulator. I think the regulator will become the new, as it states, the regulator for the business. And I think that's where we'll start to see how that is going to be enforced.
Any opinion on who you think that regulator should be?
I think they will probably look at going outside the industry.
Because, you know, let's be honest, Property Mark have expressed, they've said that they don't, but you're not telling me they don't want to slice that action.
No. And I, again, I don't know, these are down to the government, but I would be very surprised if they went inside, they'd probably go external.
Interesting. Any final thoughts for any agents watching this thinking, oh my God, what the hell am I going to do with all this?
Yeah. First of all, do not panic. I really don't think it's anything to be frightened about whatsoever. It's all about looking at what we've currently got and putting it into some kind of format where all agents have to follow. I really wouldn't get worried about it. I wouldn't get freaked about it. I wouldn't worry about or some of the headlines you read. Let's wait until we know what's actually going to be in it and then we can deal with it. But I really think it's the right thing to do for the industry. I think it's the right thing to do for consumers. And I think it's really good for the teams to have something that they know they need to deliver and that everybody else within their towns are at the same level of expectation. So I wouldn't worry.
Thank you for your time today, Paul.